A Sedalia man has been charged with a felony for allegedly threatening a woman with a deadly weapon on April 3rd. According to a probable cause statement, the woman told police that 31-year-old Robert Wallen had pressed the point of a knife just right behind her right ear during a disagreement. He did not draw blood, but the woman alleges Wallen asked her if the cops could get there fast enough, and she was afraid he was going to cut her throat. Online court documents say a warrant has been issued and Wallen has been charged with a Class D felony for domestic assault in the second degree and a misdemeanor for domestic assault in the fourth degree. Bond has been set at $25,000 cash or surety, with one condition being Wallen is to not have any contact with the alleged victim. Wallen appeared via video in custody for arraignment on Thursday, April 5th. His cause has been continued for a bond reduction hearing at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, April 10th at the Pettis County Circuit Court. A Kansas City woman who allegedly had in her possession multiple identification cards and checks belonging to other persons has been charged with felonies in Cooper County. A probable cause statement says 51-year-old Nanette Marie Brandt has been found to be in possession of driver's licenses, credit cards, and bank checks that did not belong to her when she was arrested for having an outstanding warrant in Cooper County following a traffic stop on March 20th. The owners of the items reportedly had contacted authorities in other jurisdictions to report the items as stolen. Online court documents say a warrant has been issued and Brandt has been charged with two counts of a Class D felony for stealing and a Class E felony for stealing fourth or subsequent stealing offense within 10 years. Bond has been set at $7,500 cash or surety. Brandt's initial hearing at Cooper County Circuit Court is pending. Marshall firefighters were called out to help contain two controlled burns on Saturday. According to a department spokesperson, the firefighters were toned out at 8:38 p.m. to 205th Road and again at 11:26 p.m. to the 400 block of North Allen Avenue. No other information has been made available. Three roadwork projects are scheduled to begin today in Howard County. According to MoDOT, drainage repair is scheduled to take place on Route O between County Roads 103 and 105 and on Route P between County Roads 421 and 451. Each project is scheduled to run through Thursday. Also, brush cutting is scheduled to take place along Route W between Highway 240 and Route EE through April 19th. During each project, one lane is scheduled to be open and a crew will flag traffic through the work area. All work is weather permitting. The Salisbury R4 School Board is scheduled to meet later this afternoon. Meeting is scheduled to begin at 5:30 in the boardroom at the Central Office Building. And an ordinance adopting revised rules and regulations for RV and campground usage at Stump Island Park is scheduled to be discussed by the Glasgow Board of Aldermen during its meeting tonight. There's also a closed executive session on the agenda for aldermen to discuss personnel matters. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:30 at the Police Department Building, located at 102 Market Street in Glasgow. KMMO News Time is 12:35. Harold Rusk, age 89, of Fayette in St. Louis, died yesterday. Arrangements are pending at Carrieger Funeral Home in Fayette. Richard Everett Bentley, age 52, of Keatsville, died Saturday. There are no services scheduled at this time. Interment will be held at a later date at Asbury Cemetery near Keatsville. Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 87-year-old Anna Marie Wynn of Richmond, who died Thursday, will be at 2 o'clock today at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation begins at 1 o'clock. Burial will follow at Cravens Cemetery near Camden. Funeral services for 69-year-old George Bishop of Boonville, who died Wednesday, will be at 2 o'clock today at Marklin Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin, where visitation began at noon. Burial will follow at Sulphur Springs Cemetery near New Franklin. A celebration of life service for 81-year-old May Elizabeth Burgess of Sedalia, who died Wednesday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Crown Hill Cemetery. Funeral services for 65-year-old Gary Wayne Moore of Sedalia, who died Saturday, will be at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends beginning at 12:30. Burial will follow at Crown Hill Cemetery. Funeral services for 66-year-old Ed Smith of Marshall, who died Wednesday, will be at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Marshall Pentecostal Church, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. a celebration of life service and dinner for 31-year-old Matthew McDowell of Carrollton, who died Thursday, will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. tomorrow at the BTC Community Center in Carrollton. Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton is in charge of arrangements. Graveside services for 98-year-old Mary Sandy of Sedalia, who died Saturday, will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at Crown Hill Cemetery. The family will receive friends from 9 a.m. until service time at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia. Funeral services for 75-year-old Buddy Weaver of Marshall, who died Friday, will be at 11 a.m. on Wednesday at First Baptist Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial with military rites will follow at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Graveside services for 88-year-old Julia Teresa Childs of Salisbury and formerly of Glasgow, who died Friday, will be at 2 p.m. on Wednesday at Rose Hill Cemetery in Lisbon, south of Glasgow. Visitation will be held from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday at Marklin Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin. Funeral services for 90-year-old Wilma Griffin Tedder of Smithton, who died Saturday, will be at 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday at Smithton United Methodist Church, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Smithton Cemetery. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 98-year-old Florence Schumacher of Coal Camp, who died yesterday, will be at 11 a.m. on Friday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coal Camp, where a prayer service and visitation will be held at 7 p.m. on Thursday. Burial will follow Friday services at the church cemetery. Fox Funeral Home in Coal Camp is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.